This meeting is now called to order. Time now is 6:30 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go Packers!
So, roll call, please.
Councilmember Springer.
Here.
Councilmember Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Franco.
Present.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Present.
Mayor Barr.
Present.
For the record, Councilmember Watson is out this evening.
Great. We'll move on to item number four. People to be heard, and we're going to start off with Mr. Green, Mr. Wilson Green, coming up. Spell your name, please, for the...
Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Green,
Mr. Clark, E-E-N. And I have two issues that I'd like to bring up to the city council. One of them is Lind Lane across the slough. It's right across from Karina's case lot. That road is in total disarray. You can't even drive a fire truck back there if I had a fire in my neighborhood. And so to me, that's a concern that always is on my mind, especially winter season, people turning up their heat, including myself, you know, just driving in and out of my driveway there on Lind Lane. It's full of deep holes, and I know how low and long those fire truck vehicles are. I know they would not be able to make it back there. To me, that's a scary thought. The other issue, wearing my work badge, some of the senior services director for ONC, and we have an issue about the kitchen equipment. One of them is a convection oven that apparently was purchased through ONC on a grant when they were considering taking the old senior center location on Second Road Housing. We're acquiring that building for senior services department. Apparently, before my time, the director for ONC senior services did not follow through with the requirements that the city had put on the senior department to whether or not they're going to follow through with leasing the property from the city. And since that time expired, the potential lease agreement was void and considered null. And all the new equipment that was brought there became property of the city of Bethel. And I'm just trying to see, set up dialogue to see if we can somehow at least get the convection oven so we can put it into another location where we're considering moving our senior service food delivery department. We are in need of a convection oven. And that, you know, if you look back in your records, you may be able to see that ONC did a lot of renovating as far as new kitchen equipment and in that location on Second Road Housing. And I'm hoping we can come up to some kind of arrangement to where ONC can acquire the convention oven for our location that we're considering taking over. And it does not have a convection oven, and most of the food products that we cook along with native fruits and fish and moose, is cooked in a convection oven, and it's something that I think is needed for continued use, so that elders can have home-delivered meals and at least have some place where, once I have a agreement to make the move, we may be able to accommodate congregate meals the way the grant says we're supposed to. Now, those are the two issues I wanted to bring before the city council to think about and hopefully come up with a workable plan, not only for Lind Lane, which is a hazard to life if there were to be a fire in my neighborhood, and or the city, the senior service department, with a need for a convection oven. And I appreciate the city council and the job that they do and the time that you guys spend together. And the new faces, welcome to the City of Bethel Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Next, we'll have Eileen Arnold come on up here. Spell your name, please.
My name is Eileen Arnold, E-I-L-E-E-N-A-R-N-O-L-D. And just two quick things. One, I'm sorry I wasn't able to be at the entire meeting when you guys spoke to the two candidates that the HR firm put forth before you for city manager. And I just want to encourage you guys, if it's at all an option, to consider the other applicants that you have in the pool. I don't think either one of those would be a good fit for Bethel. And then second, I just wanted to thank everybody who's put their name in for the open seat. I think you have some really good candidates, and I appreciate everybody's sense of civic duty on that.
Thank you, Ms. Arnold. And lastly, we have Ms. Phillips. Agnes, please come on up here. As along with everybody else, please spell your name.
Winga. Aknasahak Mamtaki Sakamiunga. Agnes Phillips, AGNES, PHILLIPS. I wanted to support Michelle DeWitt for a city council member. She worked, she's lived 22 years in Bethel, has worked quite a number of years with TWC. In support of domestic violence victims, child sexual assault, and on the sexual assault response team, she worked with the Bethel Police Department, the state troopers, in the sexual assault response team. In her position for Bethel Community Service Foundation, she worked with nonprofits and so she knows a lot of people in Bethel and has dealt with budgets and issues that the community faces. Guyana. It would take me a while to spell my Yupik name.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. And is there anybody else in the gallery that would like to be heard with people to be heard? Seeing no one, we're moving on to approval of the consent and regular agenda. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda and the regular agenda.
There's a motion by Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. Thank you. Discussion?
I would like to take off the consent agenda 10.2, which is the introduction of the budget ordinance 1911I, amending the City of Bethel budget, legal services, and HR risk manager. Any other additions, deletions, or corrections? Looks like we have nothing else. So, all those in favor of approving the agenda, signify by saying aye.
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 We have a agenda. It passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. So, approval of meeting minutes, item number 6, that passed through the consent agenda. And we'll move on to item number 7, which is the reports of the standing committees. So with the reports of the standing committees, I'm going to start off with my left, Vice Mayor Hansen. You're on the Planning Commission.
Yes, there hasn't been a meeting since I was appointed to the Planning Commission. The next meeting, I believe, is in November. So I'll be attending that meeting when it comes time. And I'll have something to report back. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Mr. Springer?
And I haven't been to a meeting of the Public Safety and Transportation Commission yet.
Thank you, sir. And for myself, I'm part of the CAG, or the Community Action Grant Committee, and probably Mr. Albertson would probably know a whole lot more as to when the dates are for the next meeting. But I know I haven't attended a meeting yet. I got a little while. Great. Thank you. And Ms. Leary?
I missed the last Public Works meeting because we were having a special meeting on the 16th. So I have not. I wonder if Courtney, would you want to give a?
We had no quorum.
Oh, great. Okay. There was not a quorum on the 16th, probably partially due to me being at another meeting, but our next monthly meeting is going to be on November 20th at 5:30, if anyone would like to join.
Great. And the Finance Committee, Ms. Franco.
Hi. We have not had a meeting since I was appointed, although I guess I was already on the committee. We do have a meeting scheduled for Monday at 6 p.m. We have a new assistant finance director, who will be introduced at that meeting. And then hopefully later on tonight, we will appoint the one of the vacant seats. Someone applied, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. And we do have Mr. Watson on the, I believe it's on the Parks Rec Committee, but he is currently.
He was on the Port Commission.
Okay.
And my understanding, they have not had a meeting.
Okay, and he is excused for tonight's meeting. Okay, so appreciate all the reports. Special order of business item number 8 is appreciation for Vice Mayor Williams, Council Member Albertson, Council Member Forbes, Council Member Jung Jordan, and Council Member Fritz Charles. Lori will go on over to the floor and present the appreciation bowls to the outgoing council members. Lori is on the floor.
Unfortunately, a number of the council members are either traveling this evening or have other obligations, but former Vice Mayor and Councilmember Leif Albertson is here, so I'm going to go ahead and start with him. So the bowl states, come on up. So we would like to thank you for your dedication and leadership. So Leif has been with the City Council since 2013, so 6 short years.
It's weird being on this side. So I've sat through these transition speeches,
probably a couple dozen of them over the years, and it's a lot of the broad strokes are, you know, always follow your heart and listen to people. It's very inspirational stuff. I'm going to go a different route on this. So we got some new council members, just say some very practical things that have helped me over the years. Number one, do the work, right? Read the council packet, right? That'll help you from going astray. Number two, talk to your staff. You got three employees, right? An attorney, a city manager, and a clerk. Talk to them every week because they know a lot of stuff. And then keeps you from looking silly. Ask me how I know. And the final thing I wanted to say is just a thank you to the employees of the city of Bethel. We have a lot of people that work really hard over the years, and I just mentioned, you know, Patty Burley was our longtime attorney. I worked with her a long time, helped me out a lot on council. Pete Williams was the city manager up until recently that I worked with well. Thanks to Bill Howell for stepping up in the interim there. And finally, just special thanks to the linchpin of the city of Bethel, which is our city clerk. For those of you that don't know, we probably have the best city clerk in the state. She's been here longer than any other city clerk. She knows more about how the city of Bethel functions than anybody else. So that would be my final piece of advice to anybody on council. When in doubt, talk to the city clerk because she probably knows why things are the way they are or how they could be different. So thank you.
Okay, so I'm a little red. Thank you very much, Councilmember Albertson. So the other outgoing council members, Councilmember Mitchell Forbes served 1 year with, or 1 year, or one term with us, 2 years, 2017, 2019. Vice Mayor Williams' last term was also 2 years, 2017 through 2019. Fritz Charles fulfilled a one-year term because we had a previous vacancy, so 2018 and 2019. And Councilmember Carol Jung Jordan had to end her term early, but she's fulfilled a one-year term with us as well. So thank you, everyone. It's a lot of work, a big dedication away from your family, away from your work sometimes. So thank you to everyone.
I think that deserves a round of applause. I think one of the things that that I've learned just from being with the older council, not this new council, is Leif, thank you for your guidance, and thank you for a steady head. So thank you, sir. We're going to move on to 8.2, which is proclaiming the month of November 2019 as National Diabetes Month. And I'm just going to read out the City of Bethel Proclamation real quick. City of Bethel Proclamation proclaiming the month of November 2019 as American Diabetes Month. Whereas over 30 million adults in the United States and approximately 11% of adult Alaskans have a diagnosis of diabetes. And whereas every year an estimated 3,000 people in Alaska are newly diagnosed with diabetes. And whereas one out of three U.S. adults has pre-diabetes, with 90% of these adults being unaware of their disease. And without lifestyle changes, 15 to 30% of those with pre-diabetes will develop type 2 diabetes within 5 years. And whereas a child has 1 in 7 chance of developing diabetes if one parent was diagnosed before the age of 50. And whereas during American Diabetes Month, we recognize the impact diabetes has on people's everyday life. And whereas, according to national data, individuals who are in a high-risk category for developing type 2 diabetes are people who do not participate in regular physical activities, are overweight, and are 45 years or older. And whereas during American Diabetes Month, the American Diabetes Association, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, and many healthcare providers such as YKHC encourage Bethel residents to join all of us in meal planning to encourage healthier meal choices, increasing physical activity, and reducing stress throughout this month. Now, therefore, I, Perry Barr, Mayor of the City of Bethel, do hereby complain the, or not complain. I complain. I do hereby proclaim the month of November 2019 as American Diabetes Month and November 14th as World Diabetes Day in Bethel, and encourage all Bethel, as all Bethel residents to make healthy life choices and make a personal commitment to eat more healthfully, be more physically active, and reduce stress. So in official recognition thereof, I hereby affix my signature on this 22nd day of October 2019.
Great. So we normally invite the diabetes staff up.
Yes. So,
hi there.
Hi.
Should we get,
Okay. So thank you to the City Council for proclaiming for the fifth year in a row, which is very exciting, November as American Diabetes Month. We appreciate it.
Can we get a quick picture of the council members with the diabetes group up like right here real fast?
I think we've also done this for the last 5 years, so we have to stick with tradition, right?
Thank you, everybody, from the City of Bethel to the diabetes team. Thank you. Great job. So we're moving on to 8.3, appointment of qualified individual to fill City Council vacancy, term ending October 2020. The City Council received letters of interest from the following five qualified individuals: Rick Garcia, Courtney Trammell, Joni Beckman, John Cochran, and Michelle DeWitt. Each candidate will be invited to provide an opening statement to the council. Following the opening statement, the council will ask the candidate questions. Each council member is permitted one question. And I'd like to call the first one on the list. This isn't necessarily by any order, but Mr. Garcia.
Good evening. Thank you. Good evening, Mayor Barr, Honorable City Council members, and the citizens of City of Bethel. My name is Rick Garcia. I'd like to thank the council and the citizens in advance for taking time to allow me to speak to you and for making this time and space available for this important conversation. A little bit about me. I moved to Bethel in January 2018 to work for AVCP, and I am proud and honored to call Bethel my home now. I graduated from Southern Illinois University School of Law and received my bachelor's in political science from Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm currently licensed to practice law in the state of Florida and in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Florida. Currently, I serve as a tribal justice director for AVCP. In that role, I work with tribal judges, tribal courts, tribal court administrators, tribal administrators, and tribal councils to provide guidance, legal guidance, and technical assistance to assist in the development of the tribal courts, tribal laws, codes, and ordinances. On a daily basis, I work with tribal councils and tribal courts across the YK Delta to strengthen and protect their communities. The experience and knowledge I've gained from working with many of our tribal leadership would certainly benefit my role in the City Council. Prior to my role as Tribal Justice Director, I served as the Associate General Counsel for AVCP. In that role, I provided legal guidance and support for approximately 12 departments, as well as provided legal guidance and support up and down the AVCP chain of command, ranging from the CEO to staff in the villages. In that role, it was important for me to understand the impacts and possible implications of all decisions and to choose the best course of action on behalf of AVCP. My legal training allowed me to take a unique look at all aspects of an issue to consider as many potential pitfalls, both legal and non-legal, that others may not see, and to develop a course of action that would best protect the interests of AVCP and our tribes. My legal background and experience, both with AVCP and prior to my employment with AVCP, would benefit my role in the City Council. It would allow me to see issues from a somewhat broader perspective and would provide a source of legal insight to the City Council that could only benefit the Council and the City of Bethel as a whole. Within our community, I have volunteered with the Bethel Friends of Canines as a foster and participant with fundraising events. Additionally, I currently serve as a chair of the City of Bethel Public Safety and Transportation Commission. In closing, if selected, I hope that my participation in the City Council will help to bridge a current gap I feel is present in the trust and respect that the citizens of Bethel currently hold for the City Council. This last year has been intense, and there has been much debate over the actions of the City Council. However, what I hope to promise, or what I promise to bring to the table, is a respect for my fellow council members and citizens, a compassionate, understanding, and legal sense of presence for the work that I am responsible for, as well as a commitment to serving the citizens of Bethel in a respectful and positive way that will help to restore the public faith and trust in our City Council. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Now, we're going to have some council questions for you. And, I'm sorry.
How about we go ahead and do all of the introductions first and do one question per person at a time?
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
So, Mr. Garcia, if you can have a seat.
Sure.
And next in line is Mr. Trammell. Please come to the podium.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. I'm here tonight as a result of several people approaching me and just kind of expressing their interest as me representing them as part of the city. I've been in this area. I've lived here about 15 years, and most of that time here in Bethel. I have a lot of experience running a large business. My time at AC, I had working in both Hooper Bay and Hot Lake, giving me a real hands-on approach to solving real problems that many communities face here. And then the past 8 years, I've lived here, and I spend most of my day interacting with again all walks of life. Everybody in town, I see the real problems they face, and I hope to use that experience and just create a more harmonious Bethel. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Trammell. And just going down the list again, not in any special order, is Ms. Beckham.